Blog Talk Radio.
Something strange going on with our love. I can feel it in my heart. And your eyes never lie. And it's tearing us apart.
What's going on inside?
bringing it on. Versatile Radio. Can't stop. Won't stop. Versatile Radio.
Let's go.
Philip Anthony.
When I'm gone, I want you.
Versatile Radio on a Sunday afternoon. How you guys doing?
What's up? What's up? Welcome to Versatile.
Yeah, can you hear us okay, and Mr. Bush?
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. Hello, hello.
Versatile Radio on a Sunday afternoon, Mr. Bush. What's up with you?
What's up?
Did you go to church today?
I went to church today. As a matter of fact, I did. How about you?
I did. I went to my own church.
Did you wear your Sunday shoes?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking to Mr. Bush, right?
Yes. Did you wear your shiny Sunday shoes, Mr. Bush?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did. Thank you for asking. Yes, I did. I was looking stylish.
You still have those shiny shoes from, like, back in the day?
Back in the day. Yeah, I do.
What was that? Would those be like the Stacey Adams, or what would you call them? You grew up like in the 70s, right?
Like in the 70s. No, not Stacey Adams, just like I'd say the old Air Force shoes, the real shiny Air Force shoes.
Okay. All right. Well, on today's show, let's go ahead and tell everybody, if they don't already know, who our special guest is, and then we'll go ahead and I'll play a couple songs and bring you guys on. We have Mr. DJ Shadow, who's fortunately he's able to listen to the show. He was going to be my main co-host on today's show, and unfortunately he suffered of a minor stroke last night. So we are definitely keeping him in prayer.
All of us prayers, Shadow, if you can hear us.
Definitely. Yeah.
Get better, Shadow.
He will. He's not just a soldier. He's a warrior.
Exactly.
Don't worry. So who are we having on the show today, Alicia?
Mrs. The very beautiful, talented, Mrs. Marla G.
Also known to perform as
B. Giggles. But, yeah, that's who we are bringing on. Very, very talented, very talented. Beautiful, beautiful woman.
Right.
Yeah, she is.
Oh
yes. Yeah, she's got. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and share. I believe about three or four of her. Three of her new songs, I believe, or two of her new songs. My bad. One of her songs is one of her older songs. So, if you guys are tuned in, just hang tight. We're waiting for Mr. Trejos to join us, and then we will bring Ms. Marla G live. DJ Shadow, we love you. One love. We also going
Stay
to be
tuned.
Playing
the one on the show.
Towards the end of the show, we are going to be playing one of the famous sets by Mr. DJ Shadow himself that you guys have not heard yet.
You get better out there, Shadow.
We'll be right back.
Versatile radio. More music, more variety. Throwing it.
The world, on the worldwide. We'll be right back. morning here. Got some hot chocolate on the stove waiting for you. Listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? Did you miss me? Yeah, you did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much I followed you today. That's right. Now close your mouth, cause you cold busted. That's right, now sit down here. Sit down here, so upset with you, don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. Whip out the jammy and flat blast both of you. But I ain't wanna mess with this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill. That's right. Chill. Then I went to the bank. Took out every dime. And then I went and canceled all those credit cards. Yeah. All your charge counts. Yeah. I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah. That's right. Everything. Everything. Get fly with me. Nah, don't go looking in that closet. Cause you ain't got nothing in there. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about? Huh? What are you trying to prove? Huh? Who's with the juice? You know, I gave you a silk suit, Gucci handbag, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice. Cause you still young. That's right, you're still young. I hope you learn a valuable lesson from all this. You know? You're gonna find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, you know what you gotta do? You gotta get on out of here with that alley cat coat wearing, hush puppy shoe wearing, crumb cake I saw you with. Cause you dismissed. That's right. Silly rabbit tricks are made for kids, did you know that? You without me like cornflake without the milk. My world, you just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Now get on out. Thank you.
Let's go.
Versa. Tile Radio. Throwing it back.
Palm of my hand, but I let you slip through.
go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Versatile Radio. Throwing it back.
I never knew how happy I'd be till you showed me how love can be.
Welcome to welcome back to Versatile Radio, everybody. We are live with Miss Marla G. Marla, can you hear us okay?
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Marla G.
Welcome
to Miss Marla G.
Good, good.
Thanks for joining us, DJ Shadow. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, he's
not. We got Shadow on the line?
He's not there.
No. He's listening. Aww. He's listening. Yeah, well, I gotta keep him in. Yes, yes. He's listening via, you know, in our chat room. He's very medicated right now. He's admitted into the hospital. So, like I said, you know, let's just continue. You know, keeping our prayers out there for him and just believing that he's just gonna pull out of this the same way he did the last time.
Oh,
but
amen.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. Everybody knows there's a 3-hour time difference, so we do apologize. We're kind of late getting on the show, getting all of us together here. We had to, because actually DJ Shadow, Ivan Hernandez, he was originally scheduled to do this show with me, and so unfortunately this has happened to him, and but we're here, we got it together, and we're going to go ahead and introduce ourselves first. You already know, this is Mary. Go ahead, you guys.
Yeah, this is Carlos.
What's up, Carlos? This is Alicia.
All right, thank you.
Hey,
you guys are silly. You guys are so silly. You're going to introduce yourself to Marla.
Hey, Marla, Marla G. Marla G. It's Eric Bush. How are you?
Hi, Eric.
Hi, how are you?
You guys are funny. Hey,
Well, yeah, we got to throw it off over here to, Versatile, of course. Hello. welcome to Versatile, Marla. This is Alicia, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being on the show with us. We have some questions scheduled here for some good ones for you.
Hey, Marla, this is Eric. Where are you originally from? Where are you originally from?
I was born in the beautiful island of Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Boricua.
And I grew up in the Boogie Down Bronx in New York.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How old were you in the United States?
I moved to Puerto Rico when I was 2 months before my 12th birthday.
Uh-huh.
So that was like at 12 years old, you tend to remember a lot of things. How was that transition from the island to California, the States?
Right.
Horrible. Absolutely a horrific experience.
So at what age?
Let me tell you why. You didn't ask me why.
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
So
why would that be? I mean, no, you know what? Honestly, the only reason why I didn't even ask that is because I can understand why. Coming from a beautiful island, just like you said, into the fast-paced thing, I can understand. But your view, though, your of why?
Why? Well, when we moved to New York, that was during a time that my mom and my stepdad got divorced, and it was four of us. And where I grew up in Puerto Rico was like an upper middle class. My stepdad was a pilot and also into the hotel business. So we lived very comfortable. Once they got divorced and my mom just wanted to leave Puerto Rico and start a new life, we ended up at a family member's apartment in the Boogie Down Bronx, in the South Bronx.
And it
was culture shock. It was totally something that I never even knew existed. But I would never change anything. It made me who I am today and made me appreciate things.
Mm-hmm. So one more question for you here. At what age did you realize that the music industry is where you wanted to be, and why?
I can remember being 2 years old and entertaining my family. And, yes, I do remember being two. I don't remember what I did yesterday or what I had for dinner. But I can remember at 2 years old singing for my family. And whenever there were, like, family gatherings, there I was with a broomstick on top of a table singing and entertaining my family.
Remember what you were singing? Like, was there an inspiration for you? Like, you must have been singing something that, you know, that was, like, either your favorite song too, or something, you know?
Well, back then, it was La Lupe.
La Lupe. Give us a taste of La Lupe.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah,
I don't even remember the lyrics now, but I do remember.
But you remember when you were two.
You remember?
I remember.
Where did your music take off at? Where did you start?
When did I start, or how did
when did you start? Like, coming from, as if I'm correct, your dad had a salsa band, and your mom was
piano
in a choir, right?
My dad had a salsa band when I was growing up, and every now and then my mom would go and do backups for the band. Mm-hmm. He used to play the congas and the timbales, and my mom, once we relocated to New York, my mom was the first soprano of our local church choir. So I joined the choir with my sister and my mom when I was 13. So I sang for years at the church choir, and then went on to join my high school choir, then went on to join, I was involved in two high school choirs at the same time, because there was a girls' choir, the mixed choir, the church choir, and then the All City High School Chorus, which was all the high schools throughout the city. You had to audition to be picked, and Lisa was also part of that choir, by the way, but I never saw her there.
Wow! So you had a lot of achievements as far as in your your vocals and in that area.
Well,
when you were
I was surrounded by music growing up, all my life.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you write, where did your inspiration come from? Are they like the rappers nowadays kind of just like put everything together a little bit, but I just wanted to know where you get your inspiration to write your music.
I would say two different sources. One is life experiences, things that I personally go through, and I like to write about things that other people can relate to. And believe it or not, sometimes I would say it's just divine inspiration. I just pray and I say, Lord, I want to write something, And there's been times that I've sat down with listening to some music, instrumental, and I just grab a piece of paper and a pen, and it just flows.
So
it depends. I can't say, let me sit down right now and start writing. So I have to be in the mood. I have to be inspired by something, whether it's something I'm going through or things that are going on around me that I see other people facing. So,
That's where it comes from. Okay, so that had a big question. That was a big question of mine.
Writing.
Writing, exactly.
I love writing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, what's up, Ms. Barnett G? This is Carlos.
How you doing, Aaron? You're so quiet.
No, that's Carlos.
This is Carlos. Hey. First of all, I want to say that. Hey, I love that Brooklyn accent you got. I just had to say that.
Yeah.
I like the Brooklyn accent you got.
The Brooklyn accent. We love that stuff out here on the West Coast.
Oh my God,
yeah, we do.
And I've been living in Florida for 16 years, and everybody can tell you, you're from New York, right?
You're from New York.
Yeah, hello.
Well, we can tell. All they gotta say, hey, this ain't coffee, this is water. Give me that
water.
I'm from the Brooklyn Bronx.
Yeah.
The Bronx.
Hey, all right. So I want to ask you about that about the song "Take Me Away." I heard there's a little controversy behind that song. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Carlos, who told you that? You've been doing research, huh?
Yeah. Have to.
Don't get me started, Carlos. I'll give you a little.
Hey,
it's okay.
Hey,
I'm gonna keep it nice and well.
Okay.
My advice to everyone contemplating getting into the music industry is always protect yourself. Because even when you protect your work, other people will have the audacity to steal your stuff. I will take me away, and I'll just tell you briefly. I have met up with someone that was doing the track. I really liked it, and I decided to write. And I told the person, well, let's do a one record deal, and we'll see how it goes. And he was like, sure. So then I go and I write Take Me Away, and I had a really good team behind me at the time. I had a manager and a road manager that protected me like their little sister.
Right.
I mean, they were really, awesome. They protected me, and they were like, Marla, before you meet with him and you do vocals right now, let's do the copyrights. And I said, okay. So they came over to my house. I filled out all the paperwork. I protected my work. And then I go and I tell the guy, we're just going to do a one record deal. And he says, sure, it's fine. So I go to the studio. I lay down the vocals, which was a demo. I wasn't even done with the song. So Take Me Away.
Wow.
It's not even a finished product. It was just a demo.
So wow.
That was in the late 80s. So then I do the demo, and we liked it, and blah, blah, blah. So we agreed to get together again to discuss the terms or whatever. So then he comes back, and he says, well, I took the song to a label. They're very interested, so I want to sign you for 5 years. And I said, no way.
Okay.
I said, what have you done? Show me your, show me your work. You're not going to sign me for 5 years just because. I said, no, we agreed on one record deal. He goes, well, no, I want you for 5 years. I said, well, no. Keep your music, Next thing you know, I get a phone call from a friend of mine, and he tells me, hey, Marla, great job. I just bought your record. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And he plays a song over the phone. I'm like, what the hell? I mean, I was so amazing.
And it was your vocals and everything?
Yes. It was my music. I did the melody, and I did the lyrics. And it was me singing.
Did they give you any credit for that?
Yeah, it's on the record. It says Marla Melendez.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have to because I have the copyright. So then I'm walking down the street in New York and Fordham Road. And
they pretty much stole that.
They stole it. So then I was walking down, this area in the Bronx called Fordham Road, and they're blasting my song.
And how does that make you feel? Like, You're hearing your own song.
Yeah. It was like mixed emotions. I was like, oh, my God, they're jamming my song. But then again,
you wanted to get New York on somebody, huh?
So,
you wanted to put down Bronx on them.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a brick at them.
No, you're walking down the street and there's people blasting the song from their cars. and I wanted to scream, "Hey, that's me!"
So, did you ever get any? Did you ever take care of that? Like, as far as like,
well, yeah,
putting
I hired
some kind
a
of lawsuit against them.
I hired a lawyer. I got a lawyer. So we sent a cease and desist letter. But you know, I believe that a lot of the things that happen, you know, God allows certain things to happen. He's in control. And
for sure.
What others meant for harm, God could turn around for your good. So at the time, the clubs in New York didn't allow you to perform unless you had vinyl. So I had vinyl. I'm like, look, I got vinyl. So I started performing throughout New York, tri-state area, opening for big acts. And that's how I got started.
Wow.
Right.
So
okay.
So needless to say, my record went overseas. The record went overseas, and now I was telling Mary, right? Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That I still get, like, DJs from England, from Germany, France, and every now and then I get, like, an inbox or something. Hey, I still have your vinyl. I have your record. I still jam it. And so I'm like, wow, it went that far. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And I was telling her, you know, like, you know, because I'm on a whole lot of different networks and websites that, you know, DJs are submitting their sets and things like that. And or DJs across the world are submitting sets to Versatile Radio. And, you know, when I do get a chance to listen to them, I have been able to do that this past week. And for some reason or another, just this past, it was like, to me, I don't know, I don't think it was a coincidence, but there was about 3 mixes that were submitted to Versatile Radio this week that had this particular. Yeah, I just thought that was cool, you know?
I'm here.
Okay.
You cut out right now.
Yeah, you cut out.
Oh, I did?
Okay, I was like, wait, did we lose the signal? What's going on here?
Let me ask you. So this song, that song was Trinair's husband's favorite song, right?
Yes, and I found that out last year. I didn't know that was his favorite jam until last year, and I've been friends with Shannon probably like 5 or 6 years. We're really good close friends.
So what other artists have you worked with in the industry?
Back in the early 90s, I worked with Lisa. We did backups along with Sinoa. That was with the group Seduction for a band.
Seduction.
Okay.
And you performed a song for Lisa, am I right?
I translated a song for her.
Right, translated, there you go.
In Spanish, and I heard it did really well in South America.
And that was Love
and
Me
I did
Baby,
back
correct?
Up in one of her songs too.
Right, and that song was Love Me Baby, correct?
No, it was called When I Fell in Love. Love Me Baby, I wrote.
Oh, okay, right,
yeah,
right, right. Right now we're gonna go ahead, Carlos. Let him know what we're gonna do right now, Carlos.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be right back. We're gonna play Take Me Away and Love Me Baby. We'll be right back. Richard's already.
Baraka! Versatile. Radio and freestyle. Paradise Radio. Where the unity begins.
Love Me Baby. That was and actually Rock It Out mix. We got let's see, we got Marcella on the line. Marcella is a part of Marta's management from Bombshell Powerhouse Wet Records out here and on the West Coast.
Was that a little squeal I heard from Marla?
Hi.
Hello,
I wanted to drop in and say hello. I wanted to thank you for taking the time to interview Marla G. Let me tell you this much. Marla G is beautiful in the exterior and the interior. She goes out and beyond for her fans. She gives out, sends out I Love Freestyle bracelets, CDs. You know,
right.
It's a wonderful pleasure to work with her and have her in the Powerhouse Bombshell family. And a big shout out to her producer out in New York, Freddie the Edit Rivera.
He
produced the remix for her that she is a huge fan of Alicia Myers. So they get to, I want to thank you, Heavenly Father. And that song is amazing. I also want to give a shout out to Johnny O. And Jeanette from Cosmic Entertainment. Johnny O also is part of Powerhouse with Planet Patrol.
Ooh,
yes. And the song that he wrote, Set Me Free, Mm-hmm. It's written by Johnny. Also, we're a family. We have a nice team, you know. Big shout out to Trinier out there also as well. She's here out living in LA now. And we have a nice team. Remy, formerly Nice and Wild, he's part of my label, Powerhouse Music Records. So there's a big movement going on, you know, in salsa and everything. So I want to say Marla, last year for my 40th birthday, we were at her house. It was Trinier, Shannon, who's also amazing, beautiful. We love Shannon. And Roger, a couple of her best friends, Gigi from New York. We had Mari, and they surprised me with a birthday cake. And it's been over a year, and I will never forget that. And I just wanted to tell her that I appreciate her, and she's beautiful, like I said, in the interior and exterior. Keep grinding. Keep making good music. You have a wonderful person you're interviewing. And as well, you guys are more than welcome to check us out on our radio show that she's been co-hosting with me twice a month, which is great. We have nice ratings. And I just want to let you know that in 1989, I heard the song Take Me Away. And I never knew that Marla was the one that was performing that. Because, you know, I met her at Giggles.
Sure.
And definitely would love to have you guys play later on your show. I just called in to say hello. And I call Marla G. Marlita. So, Marlita, I love you. Thank you so much for all your great years. Thank you for taking this opportunity. We definitely got to bring Marla to the West Coast. She has to do a show here in L.A.
Most definitely.
We are going to talk about that. Versatile Radio, Bombshell Powerhouse Records. Hopefully we can do something and get this thing going and get all our artists out here that haven't been here so that we can share their music out here with the West Coast, because I love it. And I know a lot of other people do love it. We thank you. We appreciate you for calling in. Marcella,
welcome.
If you guys have any other artists that you want to bring on Versatile Radio, feel more than welcome to go ahead and get at me. You have my hookup, so once again, we thank you. Let's tell everybody where you guys are actually, where they can locate you at your station right now.
My station, basically, well, Powerhouse Bombshells is based out of L.A. I'm on Facebook. There's also, you can find me on www.powerhousebombshells.web.com. It has more information on the selection of artists. I also manage Turbo. He's from the movie Breaking, Boogaloo Shrimp.
Yeah.
So I have a nice roster, and once I bring in an artist, we become a family. I believe a lot strongly in this business. We need loyalty, and that's one of the things that I give to my team. I'm very loyal, and I provide various types of services. You know, we're doing the radio, like I mentioned, and we also have the magazine. I want to shout out Unidos Magazine out in New York. I am the marketing director. And we have a lot of great things coming with that, with the magazine. We'll be promoting and having more bios about our artists, great projects that they're working on. Also, Marla has her new video, Love Me Baby. You got to check that out. It's a beautiful video, great song that she co-wrote, and she'll tell you more details about that. But thank you for allowing me to say these beautiful words to Marla, and have a great interview, Marla G. Thank you, Versatile Radio, for her bombshells.
a little bit of Marta G.
A little bit of Marta G. That sounded like a lot of Marta G.
That was
yeah, and Marta, you be jamming, girl. You be jamming. You be doing all right. Marta,
that's Mr.
There.
Eric Bush, by the way. The Bushmaster.
How about Marta?
One second, Marta. Marta, I apologize. Go ahead. Your mic is live.
I'm here.
Marta,
we apologize for this.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2.
All right.
No, I wanted to thank Johnny O for writing such a great song.
Yes, so. Yes, yes. That's a mighty man of God right there. I not only loved his music growing up as a freestyle freak, but the man just has an amazing testimony there that he's serving God. He's doing his thing right there at Legends of Freestyle. Am I correct? Is he still doing the sermons on Sundays?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, and he's just got, like, a big calling on his life. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, yeah.
Hey, Marla, what's that going for the future? What's next? What's the next move?
Well, you know, I just released a video for Love Me Baby. It just came out last month, just a few weeks ago. I just did a release of, a remake of Alicia Myers' song, I Want to Thank You. All the tracks
let me
you
stop
heard.
You. Can I stop you right there? Right.
Yeah,
let me stop you right there. Yeah, and I apologize. We just kind of got a late start bringing you onto the show. We only have about a little less than 20 minutes left of the show because I want to kind of get through everything that I wanted to get through. Now, on that particular song, I Want to Thank You. That was you're actually singing it to the Lord. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And also, featured in the video, you have a group named Jam Skate, correct?
Yes. Jam Skate.
Okay. Take us back to the skating days right quick.
Well, as I was growing up, I used to hang out a lot with my younger brothers. One of them is with the Lord now. He bought it 4 years ago. So the song has like a bittersweet memories for me because it reminds me when I was growing up and I used to go skating with my brothers all the time, every week. So that was one of the songs that no matter what we were doing and they would play that song, we would jump right on the floor and we start just, you know, skating, and it brings a lot of memories of growing up in the Bronx and great times. So I wanted to redo the song, and then I met Jam Skate as they were performing in Miami with Johnny, and they did an amazing job. These guys are awesome. They skate, they spin on their heads and while on wheels, and I mean, they're really, really great. So I just wanted to put one and one together, and I said, wait a minute, this song was huge when skating was big back in the day, and I wanted to bring them on, and they were just really happy to be part of the project, so they filmed their portion of the video already. So they're just waiting for me now to do my part, and we're going to just, you know, bring people back a little bit to the skating
game. Sure. That's awesome. There's something like maybe the Globetrotters, but in skating, right?
I think so, yeah.
But that's basketball, Mary, the Globetrotters?
No,
no, I'm
what
saying
is that?
It's
skating.
Like the Globetrotters, but skating.
Oh.
Okay? Because, I mean, it sounds like they're like real. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I picture
hey, well,
them.
So, hey,
wait,
hold
on. I
want to
say something. I have something to say. Last night, me and Mary were on a phone call with Miss Marla G herself, and we were talking about a song that had came up, and we asked for a sneak peek of it, and the words were beautifully written. The way Mrs. Marla G sang it to us was it really hit home.
I feel it coming.
The final goodbye.
Yeah, the song is called The Final Goodbye, but I just wanted her, I just wanted you to say what you had said last night as far as where that came from in your life.
Okay, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of the songs that I write are from experiences, and this experience is about, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate, when you had some ex-boyfriend in the past, and you know, the years went by, and you always think about this person, oh, wow, I had great memories. Then, you know, here you are, 15, 20 years later, you meet with a person and you're thinking all these great things, and people change over the years. So you try to hang on to the memories you once had, but people are not the same. So you try again to see if you could rekindle what you once had, only to find out that you should have not even gone there.
Right.
You just close the door and keep
left it that
moving.
Way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that song
would
be great, kind of.
That song, yeah, you have to hear it, because the way it was saying was, the words were, they hit home. I'll say on my part, they hit home, and I believe that's what you were going for. Am I correct, Marla?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one time, and that's one of the songs that I tell you, it took me 5 minutes to write, because I just poured my heart out on paper, and. Yeah, I mean, sometimes the things you go through, they just bring out the best in you.
Yeah, I mean, you always got to find a positive out of the negative.
Absolutely.
You know?
And that's definitely something that we can look forward to. It's in the oven right
it's
now.
It's in the making.
Guys. Yeah. But yeah, we kind of skipped over, the song that's actually playing in the background, titled "I Want to Thank You." We were talking about Jamskate, and then we I don't know if you finished talking about how you brought them onto your video in this particular song here?
Yeah, they did their part on the video, and I'm just waiting. You know, I have to do my part so that way we could put out the video, hopefully for the summer.
Okay.
And it's a free download, by the way. I want to thank you. It's a way of me also thanking the fans for all the years of support, all the love. I love my fans. So I try to connect with them as much as I can and give them as much as I can. And so I want to thank you. It's a free download. You can find it on my wall. And just spread the love.
Yeah, most definitely. Let's go ahead
and Marla, see, I had a question for you. I'm sorry, Mary. I just want to ask, how did she get the name Giggles? I like that name.
Okay.
I just want to know a story about that one.
Right. I will tell you that story after the show, because we're running out of time, Mr. Trejos. Okay. You and I will talk about that after.
Let me apologize for kind of skipping through. The anticipation killed me, so I just had to kind of mention, the little sneak peek we got last night. I apologize.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and talk about, your anticipation on booking and scheduling performances, not only on the East Coast, but here on the West Coast. You guys just heard her management, her team over here on the West Coast call in. I'm personally hoping, Versatile Radio, that we can connect and make a whole lot of things happen. But let's go ahead and talk about that, you're available for as far as booking and scheduling, how people can connect to you, not only on your Facebook fan page, and just talk about what your plans are to continue writing music and or ballads, and or if your services are available on that end of it.
Well, to book me, you could contact Marcela Olivar, Powerhouse Bombshells, if it's a Marla G booking. If it's a Giggles booking, then you could contact either Charlie Rock or Sal Abatello.
Sure.
I keep the two separate, by the way. Giggles is to keep the music alive, the past past music and and the classics. And Marla G is the future, is what I'm doing now. Now, you could connect with me through Facebook. My fan page is Marla G, official fan page. On Twitter is @follow Marla G and the number one. And so I'm always on Facebook, always trying to stay in touch with the fans and let them know what I'm doing. I'll be in New York May 3rd. I will be posting the flyer. So that will be Queens, New York. And hoping that we could hit the West Coast. Looking forward to it.
Most definitely. I just want to say you have an amazing team. You know that your Marcela called in and I heard the little in the background. So I know that she has to be amazing. She's inspiring and just
she's
by what
awesome.
She said, I it is I'm sure it's a very of a pleasure to work
with. I've been blessed. I've been blessed.
Right. And
before we go on, I just, you have a few more minutes. I don't know what's next. I just wanted to have at least 1 minute. I could wrap it up in 1 minute. Just had a few shout-outs.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, first, my girl, Lourdes The Voice. She's right here. She's an artist, and she's right here, kept me company. Unique from the Boogie Down Bronx. She's listening
right now.
Rachel Fields, a producer, amazing producer, and I'll be working on a track with him pretty soon. My boy Junior Latino Freestyle. He's listening to from Vegas. Of course, my powerhouse, Don Shell
City. Hey.
Marcella,
of course. And Jessica Ortiz, Gina, and Michael Rosewood, I was supporting. Thank you, Johnny O, for writing such a great song for me, Set Me Free.
My awesome, amazing
producer, Freddie the Edit Rivera, TheBomb.com, of course.
Yeah.
He's the one that produced Set Me Free. He produced, I Want to Thank You, he produced Love Me Baby. And I don't know if you guys have it, but he did a remake of Take Me Away. If you don't have it, I'll send it to you.
Most definitely. You guys look
forward. Joey Morales, okay. DJ Lex, the South Bronx Kids. They always perform with me when I perform in New York. Amazing kids, keeping the legacy. They've been around for many, many years. And the kids that are performing now are the children of, the kids performing now, their parents used to be the children that used to perform when I was growing up in the Bronx 20-something years ago. So they always perform with me. They're awesome, amazing B-Street kids here in Florida. And all the awesome, fabulous fans that have supported my music throughout the years, whether I do new music or keep the music alive from back then. So thank you so much.
And we are one of those fans here. You know,
thank you, Versatile Radio. You guys rock. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Really
honored.
Yeah, I want to, on behalf of Versatile Radio, everybody that you just mentioned, I also want to give a shout-out to for all the support. We're about to have our one-year anniversary, and for us just coming
congratulations.
Out.
Congratulations. Yeah, thank you very much. Parlay right here. That's an excuse for Mexicans to party on Versatile Radio.
Yeah, we're going to get drunk.
I don't know. We'll probably do a little local vibe thing at the vibe. But anyways, let me finish what I'm saying. I just want to give a shout-out to everybody she just mentioned. Every single one of them individuals there are on my Facebook page. They've done nothing but support Versatile Radio. Like I was telling my co-host, regardless of how immature or ghetto or freestyle we may sound, we get through it and we do it.
And that's one love right there. You know that?
We are so definitely anticipating and looking forward to an event that's been actually conceived since last year, and that event consists of a whole lot of freestyle artists, dance music, and pop artists new that are coming out there on the West Coast. I would love a little bit of New York flavor on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta have that Boogie Down Bronx accent though, because if we don't,
I'll make sure
you know.
Sure. Keep us in prayer, as well as we will also keep you guys in prayer.
Thank you so much.
We do nothing but collaborate. We don't hate right here at Versatile Radio. It's called One Love. Can't stop, won't stop, never will. I believe that we're highly blessed and favored by the big man up
amen,
there.
Amen.
DJ Shadow, prayers go out to Shadow.
I wanted to kind of dedicate the show to Mr. Shadow because he couldn't be in it.
Most definitely.
Why don't we say I want to thank you and dedicate
him.
It to him.
Yes,
so,
I want to
thank
you.
Dedicated to Shadow. Feel better.
That's
my brother right there. It's my brother. Ain't nothing going to happen to him because our God is greater. This is to you, DJ Shadow, Ivan Hernandez. Thank you, Marla.
Thank you.
Bye, Paula.
Thank you, Father. You shine your light on me. I've waited all my life.
Freestyle, finesse, only on Versatile Radio.
Can't stop. Will not stop. Versatile radio. From coast to coast. Worldwide. Let's go.
Hello?
I'm here.
Mama, hi. I thought that show was over at 7.
No, we still partying.
Yeah, you know, after party in the back. Yeah.
Yeah, I have the after party.
I heard one of my chocolates. My chocolates went flying over there, too.
Fucking where Alicia's
at. I'm still listening, too. Hey, why didn't I put them under the rug for her?
Yeah. We want to thank all of our listeners right here at Versatile Radio. Once again, we thank Ms. Marta G. For sharing her time here with us at Versatile Radio. Not only that, but her wonderful music. You guys continue listening into Versatile Radio. We're gonna trust and believe we're gonna be banging that music right here, and we're gonna go ahead and let Miss Marta G. tell you all where you can download her music, find her music, or connect with anything that she's doing.
Well, first I want to say thank you, Alicia, Eric, Carlos, Mary, and DJ Shadow. Feel better. Thank you for having me. I had a blast. Thank you to all the loyal fans for tuning in and listening. And I see a lot of them are posting on Facebook right now. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Shannon, of course, and Roger and Bobby Simmons.
Hey.
They're making it possible for me to meet Alicia Myers in May.
Okay.
I'm flying into New York and I'm going to her concert, so I can't wait to meet her in person. So that's like a dream come true.
And when is this? When is this?
May, the concert is May 17th. I already got my tickets. So
Okay, well,
whatever.
Way to do it.
I'm excited. So Shannon made that possible. So, I mean, I love my girl. She's amazing, awesome person, beautiful person. So thank you so much. And, yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Marta G, official fan page. And you can hear my music on Reverb Nation. So it's www.reverbnation.com/Marta G. You could download Take Me Away on that site, and you can purchase the rest of my music on, I would say, mostly every digital download store. And on my page, you could download I Want to Thank You. So on Twitter is @followMarlaG1.
So, and if you don't know,
so much,
now you know.
Yeah, keep in touch. There's a lot happening, a lot going on. I have a lot of projects that I'm working on. Like I said, I'm doing an awesome track with Juju MC. I can't wait to release that. I'm doing the slow jam. I'm working on the video for I Want to Thank You. So there's a lot of projects in the works.
So you guys better check it out. As soon as it comes out, pick it up, check it out, do your thing.
And a big shout out to my Bronx people. I love you guys.
Yeah.
I'll be there soon.
We'll be down Bronx.
Hey, just say this for me. I want you to do me a favor and say this for me. So what if you came over here to the East Coast, okay, and I gave you a cup of coffee?
And it
tasted like water. Yeah.
I want a cup of coffee.
Yeah, what if it tasted like water? This ain't coffee, this is water. Just do it for me, please. I love it.
Water. You know, my sisters and my brothers from New York, they know we like real Puerto Rican coffee. We don't want that watered down American stuff that tastes like water. So,
that's
you know what
right.
I mean?
You talk about that Folgers, right? All right. Thank you once again, Versatile Radio. One love, baby. DJ Shadow, right here in the mix.
Can't
love me, baby. Love me, baby.
you're the mixer.